Montana is a U.S. leader in the growing industry of sustainable aviation fuel. Experts in that field and in the agricultural sector hope to see new policies to support its development. Sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF, can be made from a variety of agricultural inputs, including seed crops, which produce oils that are processed into fuel with a low carbon footprint. Industry growth could mean new buyers for ag producers in the state, where Montana Renewables was the highest domestic producer of SAF last year. Still, its CEO, Bruce Fleming, says China and Brazil are outpacing U.S. growth.
If we can get our policy figured out, if we can get American innovation going and not fall behind, then, you know, we've got solutions here that'll benefit the ag sector, particularly the farmers and ranchers.
In terms of policy, Fleming says the goalposts keep moving because they vary between agencies at the state and federal levels, making it difficult to plan. He says he hopes to see policies that embrace the SAF innovation as the nation did for ethanol. Nicole Rolfe with the Montana Farm Bureau Federation says the opportunity for farmers to grow and market new commodities is enticing, but she'll be watching for tax credits and other policies that will support producers.
How do we make sure that we put the right incentives in place so that we're truly using American-grown feedstocks and crops and commodities to feed these sustainable aviation fuel suppliers?
The industry sees both challenges and benefits in Montana. For instance, there are currently no local oilseed crushers, so farmers must ship seeds for processing out of state. But Rolfe points out Montana is prepared to ship the finished product by rail and other means, as it already does for other energy products. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.